Okay.
Okay, folks. He's on his way?
Yeah.
Here we are. We have over here, I printed out for you a map of Eretz Yisrael because I want you to know where Eretz Yisrael is and where Eretz Yisrael isn't. You can just give these out over here. And I have something, it's called Encyclopedia Talmudis, which is a very, very nice work. It's an encyclopedic work, hence the name. And here it is. I cut out some selected pieces about Eretz Yisrael that I would like to share with you. Please give those out. We are talking about Eretz Yisrael and our love for Eretz Yisrael and our appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. As we mentioned, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi, Tzadik Bemunoso Yichya. There's a lot of emunah that goes into living in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the more we appreciate Eretz Yisrael, the more in touch we'll get with our emunah. Are we ready to go over here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So first we're going to look at, we have in front of us a map of Eretz Yisrael and the bordering countries. If you look to the bottom, I'm going to first take you around Eretz Yisrael.
This is now?
We're gonna go through as much as we can, okay? Okay, you go to the bottom, all the way on the bottom of the page, there's something called Yam Suf. You ever heard of that before?
I think so.
Excellent. So what's on the other side of Yam Suf? Anyone?
Yes.
Egypt.
Somewhere down there is Egypt. Egypt, somewhere down there. The Suez Canal is somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't know exactly where, but Yam Suf is where Klal Yisrael crossed over to get into Eretz Yisrael. Eventually, they came up through the bottom. You got it? Now, if you look in the island, there's an island, and this is called the Yam HaGadol, or the Yam HaTichon, or the Mediterranean Sea, right? That island is called Kifrus. See that? Kafrisin. You see that island over there? Rafal, you see it?
Yeah.
That's Cyprus. That's Kifrus. Is Cyprus. Or Kafrisin is Cyprus.
Nice.
What?
Nice place.
Nice place. That's the closest place where a person wants to go. Chutzpah. Theoretically,
what's there? What is?
There's not much in Cyprus.
A lot of people go there for like Venezuela.
A lot of people go because it's close. It's just a boat ride. You take a boat even.
How far is the boat?
I don't know. I've never been there.
People live there?
I'm assuming people live in Cyprus. Yes, I don't know much. I've never been there, so I don't know. Yes, people live in Cyprus. That's Cyprus right there. Okay, look on top. Look on top a little bit now. I'm going to show you where present day Lebanon is. Here it is. You see that? I'm hard time finding it. Bikat Halevanon. Here it is. I'm going to point to it. See this Bikat Halevanon? If you look in there on the side, you see that? It's under. It's right across from the, right under the Aleph. Bikat Halevanon. You see that? That's Lebanon. Okay, this whole thing, it says, it was called Syria. We just have the red Resh Aleph Yud Aleph. But that said Syria. Syria. That's Syria over there. Syria, Lebanon, and on the bottom we mentioned Egypt, Cyprus. You got a basic idea. Okay. Now let's go into Eretz Yisrael. Where is Eretz Yisrael? So if we look, I think you should be able to locate Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is pretty low down on your map. But let's go this way. There's a body of water, which is the Yam HaMelech. You see that body of water, the Yam HaMelech, close to the bottom?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
And then you follow all that all the way up, you see the Yam Kinneret. You see that?
Yeah.
Follow that body of water up. There's like a line from that body of water up to the Yam Kinneret. Yeah?
So it's Beis Yisrael, Tveria.
Yeah, Tzipori, Beishan, Tveria, Yam Kinneret is that body of water right there. Okay? So now go down from Yam Kinneret to the Yam HaMelech. From the top of the Yam HaMelech, go left and you'll see Yerushalayim. You are here.
This is you.
Okay? It's got two circles in it because Yerushalayim is the capital, the eternal capital of Eretz Yisrael. You go to the left of Yerushalayim. What do you see over there a little bit up?
Lud.
You know what Lud is today?
Lud.
Yeah. When do we go to Lud? What? What's in Lud? Anyone know?
It's in Gittin, but no.
Lud is in Gittin, yes. But what is in Lud today? Why do we go to Lud? Anyone?
Can't be too far.
The airport. Tel Aviv, Lud. It's technically in Lud. We call it Tel Aviv, but it's really in Lud. The airport is in Lud. So right next to Lud is something called Tel Aviv. Right next to Tel Aviv is something called Yafo. You see there Yafo over there? Look, you see Lud? Do you want to turn this off? I don't really want to turn this off. Just pull that out. Okay, you got it? Lud, Tel Aviv, Yafo. There we are. Now I want to talk to you about the border of Eretz Yisrael. Okay?
Here's your seat.
Thank you very much. Now, Eretz Yisrael, we see where we are in Yerushalayim. Go back to Yam HaMelech. Go over to the Yam. Go down a little bit. Okay? That is the border of Eretz Yisrael. Right at the bottom tip of the Yam HaMelech, there's a place called Nachal Zered. See that? It's down there. That's the bottom of Eretz Yisrael. And then you come across, there's a place called Male Akravim, or Makne Akravim. That is Eretz Yisrael. Go all the way across to Nachal Mitzrayim, which goes all the way across. That is Eretz Yisrael. Anything below that is not Eretz Yisrael. You got that?
What's the lowest point?
Where's Nachal Mitzrayim?
Nachal Mitzrayim is all the way to your left. Here, I'm going to show you. If you want to take, I don't know.
I'm on it.
You're on it? Here we are, look. Here's Yam HaMelech. It goes to Male Akravim. Over here it's Nachal Zered, Male Akravim. Over here to Nachal Mitzrayim. That's the bottom of Eretz Yisrael. Now, modern day Eretz Yisrael goes all the way down over here to a place called Eilat. You see Eilat all in the bottom of your... See that?
Where's Eilat again?
That is modern day Israel. That is not, according to most Shitas, considered Eretz Yisrael anymore. Eilat, all the way at the bottom of the page. Etzion Gover, Eilat, Akava. Okay. Now, where does Eretz Yisrael go? So if you look, in the water there's a line on a diagonal, on a slant, going from the left to right, going upwards. You see that line? That line is like a line in the water on a diagonal that's going from Nachal Mitzrayim. It's going all the way up to a place called Har HaHor.
That's where Aaron was buried.
That's right. All the way up there. Shoo. Wow.
Is there any extra papers, by the way?
This is all we got, right? Any more? Any more of these?
Yeah, you got it. So we can't handle one of these.
We got more, yet. Yeah. Oh, that's no more maps?
You can share with me.
You can just have mine, Mr. Aaron.
Okay, we're pretty much done over here. Eretz Yisrael originally went all the way up to where that line is on top of your page, to Har HaHor.
Only in the water, or?
No, even the land. But then it was reduced.
What was the top one?
How does one reduce
that? Har HaHor is all the way up here. Yeah, Eretz Yisrael was huge. It was from here to here.
How does one reduce such land?
So how did Eretz Yisrael get reduced? Anyone know?
It's got Kiddush, you can't take it away.
Oh, not true. How did it get reduced? Anyone know? That's the question. It got reduced. They asked Shlomo Zaltzman, how can Eretz Yisrael get reduced? How could you do such a thing? The answer is
war.
Klal Yisrael was...
I just told me that, man.
That was enough to take away the Kedusha.
Klal Yisrael was kicked out of the land. Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel HaShaita V'lo Kitchel HaSid Lava, which means that Klal Yisrael, that part of the land, lost its Kedusha. And then the second time they came in was... the land was to get a smaller part of the land, and that got Kedusha, and that is the second Kedusha. The first time they went into Israel, who brought them into Eretz Yisrael? Anyone know? The first time.
Joshua.
Second time.
Ezra.
So when did they leave Eretz Yisrael for the first time?
410 years after.
Korban, Bayis Rishon. Then they were all out. Right? Who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash? He was the king of Babel. And then they were sent out. Where were they sent to?
Babel.
A lot of them in Babel. Hence, we have what's called the Talmud
Bavli.
A lot of Jews. What? And then after that, they were sent to, they were, you know, the second exile, the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed by? What was his name again?
Titus
of Russia. And there's the Arch of Titus in Rome, where, and then that's where the Jews were in Rome. The Jews built something called the what's that thing called in Rome? The what?
Coliseum.
The Colosseum. Jews built the Colosseum.
The Jews built the Colosseum?
100%.
Why? How did they move from America to Rome?
Because they were slaves.
Oh, that's why. I'm like, why did they want
to? How did they move from America to Rome?
What do you mean?
Shipped off to Rome.
Shipped off to Rome, yeah.
Yeah. That's straight after the Colosseum.
As a matter of fact, do you know what happened in the Colosseum?
Gladiators.
It's still there. No?
Gladiators. The Colosseum is still there. So according to the tour guide that I had in Rome, and I have other people that supported this, that there was a very famous gladiator by the name of Reish Lakish.
And that explains the whole story.
Reish Lakish was a mighty strong man, and he became a Baal Tshuva. Did you know that he was
Rabbi Yochanan? His brother.
With the Rabbi Yochanan, what?
He was a gladiator before.
He was not in Bavli. Well, he was a part of Talmud Bavli, but the Talmud Bavli was.
He was Jewish. Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan lived in Rome.
They were slaves. They were Jewish slaves.
Wait,
a lot of the gladiators.
He wasn't Jewish in the beginning.
What?
He wasn't Jewish.
He was Jewish. He wasn't from. He was part of the mafia.
He was off the dean.
He was. Yeah. You know. He was FF. He was fry from birth.
What's a gladiator?
When was he a gladiator?
You don't know what it is?
Nope.
Okay, so what they did is back in the days they would have a huge stadium and there's lots of people screaming out like they do today. Just now they do it for soccer. And they used to do it for, what they do is they put a person in there and they would pit them against another person or against another animal or something like that, and they would kill them. They would die. Their people would get killed. It wasn't like technical knockout or anything like that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, it was like, till death do us part. That's what it was. That was gladiators. They actually have a place even here in Caesarea where you could go and see like a mini Colosseum kind of thing.
But they kill each other?
Yeah, they kill each other. Well, this wasn't Yidden. It was
Hey, in Caesarea.
In Caesarea, yeah.
They kill each other?
Rome. Not anymore. This is back in the day. Shrek's concert is in the stadium.
Yeah.
It's right there.
They killed everyone.
Okay, folks.
Reish
Lakish became Baal Tshuva. What do you mean?
Apparently, he never got killed.
He was a Reish Lakish was. He was buffed. Yeah, he was a beast.
He jumped over a river.
Yeah. He was able to jump over a river. You know what I'm saying? Reish Lakish had, according to what I understand, if you had a really good gladiator, he had like star status. They were like, you know, because people would take care of them, even though they were slaves, but. If you were really, really good, like Reish Lakish, so they take care of them, right? Like athletes nowadays, they got those, those crazy, all those tattoos all over their body. They look like mamish, like love, but everyone still treats them VIP, even though they're mamish, like. Anyway, folks, let's get going. We're going to talk about Eretz Yisrael. This is Eretz Yisrael. We see it here. You got a map. So, Rabbi Yisai. What?
Where did we get reduced to?
We got reduced to over here. Thank you. Good question. Down here to right here.
Oh,
Tiberia.
No, it's a little. It's above Tiberia. So you look on a line. It says. Kasimaya. Yeah, right below Iyun. You see on the left, it says Tchum Oile Bavel. You see that in the water? Tchum Oile Bavel.
Up to there? That's
up to there, yep.
We lost half, more than half.
We lost around half of Eretz Yisrael. Well, the truth is that it narrowed a lot. It was going up and narrowed, so not necessarily. What? So I want to show you where all of Eretz Yisrael is so that you know. Where is Netanya? Does anyone know?
Yafo.
You see Yafo and you see a Caesarea. You see that?
Yeah.
In between Yafo and I think it's in between Yafo and Caesarea. Is Netanya's over there?
Yeah.
On top of Caesarea, look up and there's like a little like bend is Haifa. You see Haifa there?
Haifa.
On top of Haifa is Akko.
Akko.
You see Akko over there?
Yeah.
Akko.
You go across from Akko, you see Tveria. Go down a little bit by the water, by the Yama Kinneret. There's Tveria. Yeah.
If it's flat.
Tzvat is on top of Tveria. It's not in there, but it's right on top of Tveria. It's Tzvat.
It wasn't zeicher to a name.
That small.
Now look down, go down, 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 down to the Yam HaMelech. In the middle of Yam HaMelech, go across the left, you see Chevron. You see that?
Yeah, under Beit Gavrin.
Oh yeah,
Beit Gavrin. You see Chevron?
Yeah, yeah.
Under Yerushalayim, go straight under Yerushalayim, you see Chevron. Go under Chevron, what's that?
Be'er Sheva.
It's also a very holy, famous city. Anyone know anything about Be'er Sheva?
That's where.
Be'er Sheva is where Abraham split the sea.
That was a close one. Be'er Sheva.
That's where Rachel's buried.
That's Beis Lechem. It's got two words, but different words. Beis Lechem is actually very, very close to Yerushalayim. It's right here in Yerushalayim. Rachel, if you want to drive from here to Kever Rachel, could take you, if there's no traffic, 12 minutes. Oh. Kever Rachel can be dangerous, cannot be dangerous. A few days ago, there was an attack in Kever Rachel. Baruch Hashem. Yes. Right outside Kever Rachel. Kever Rachel has been resolved. There's a compound there now. There's somebody named Mendy Klein, who's a very, very generous person, built an entire compound. It used to be Kever Rachel. You just drive right up, and you're totally exposed to the Arab... it's an
East
Arab
J,
town.
Right?
What?
It's near East J?
No. East J is there. East J is...
here.
You look out the window, it's right there. You got to drive... You drive up this way and just keep going, and it's a place called Beit Lechem. If you would go into the Arab area, it's dangerous. If you stay in your car and then you go into the compound, you're fine.
Sounds like you're in a zoo. Where's Ramallah?
Sounds like you're in a safari.
Where's the Ramallah?
Where's the
Ramallah?
Ramallah is.
Abudajin.
Is near Beit El.
Ramallah is an Arab town, right?
Ramallah is not an Arab town. It is right now under Arab authority. You cannot go to Ramallah even if you wanted to. Ramallah. What?
What's Ramallah? What's in Ramallah? What's in Ramallah?
Arabs.
What is
Abu Mazen?
There's a terrorist jail right there, no?
Abu Mazen is in Ramallah. Masach Pilsen Chevron. Chevron, take a look.
Is it really
is it Abu Mazen?
Yeah.
Abu Mazen is someone named Abbas. You know him as. You know who Abbas is?
Hamas.
No. No.
Hezbollah.
No.
So there's two different places. Hamas and Hezbollah are two different things. There's Gaza and then there's Ramallah. Those are supposed to be one country. Right now, neither of them are a country. One is the Palestinian Authority. Now, there was a break between Hamas and Hezbollah, and they're in a fight. So, right now, those two different places are, not stable.
They're both against the Jews.
What?
There are no
Israeli soldiers that are permanently in Ramallah. They can do a raid, or they do it in... what? They do. They will do that sometimes.
Isn't there a terrorist compound right there? Also like a jail, right near there.
A jail, very possibly.
Near the airport, no.
No, that's
Nahariya. It's not near the airport. No. Nahariya is all the way up top. Nahariya is Jewish. That's all the way up top. Okay, you got the basic idea, folks. You got it? So turn over your pages for a second, and I'm going
to
ask you a question. Here it goes. You ready? Again, it's...
different
situations. It's a Tinder box. So again, it depends on where you go also in Hebron. If you just go to Masan HaPelo, you walk out of Masan HaPelo. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. You ready? Here goes. Is Tveria to the north or the south of Yerushalayim?
North.
Is Tzfat to the north or the south of Yerushalayim?
North.
Is Tzfat to the north or the south of Tveria?
North.
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 It's what it says.
Is Beersheba to the north or the south?
South.
Whoa,
finish the sentence. Is Hebron to the north or the south of Beer Sheva?
North.
East.
North.
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 Hebron's close to Shem. All right. Is Netanya to the north or the south of Yafo?
North.
North.
South.
North. South. Yeah, I'm sticking with English, but...
English boys don't know their geography that well.
I just ruined it there.
Sorry. Okay, you got a basic idea. I don't have many more questions to ask you here. We did most of them. You got a basic idea of Eretz Yisrael? Is Cyprus to the north or the south of Eretz Yisrael?
North. It's way out of it.
North.
East.
North.
West.
West.
Yeah.
Is Egypt to the north or the south of Eretz Yisrael?
South.
Okay. Syria?
City?
No.
North.
Lebanon?
North.
No.
Now, Lebanon is
east.
To the north
east.
West. Syria is to the north east. Lebanon is to the north north, but Syria is to the northeast. That's what I mean. Syria is to the northeast. Okay. You got a basic idea, folks, of Eretz Yisrael. I hope that. What?
I'll never get lost.
I'm happy. I hope so. Here you go. Now I'm going to give you some fascinating things. This is from Encyclopedia Talmudis. I'm going to tell you some interesting things about Eretz Yisrael, okay? Eretz Yisrael in the Torah. What do we call it in the Torah? Whenever Hashem writes about it in the Torah, it's called Eretz Kena'an. It's not called Eretz Yisrael. It's called Eretz Kena'an. Why is it called Eretz Kena'an if it's Eretz Yisrael? Because we got it from the Kena'anim. Where were the Kena'an? Well, actually, how many countries lived here?
Seven.
Right. Seven. Also, what else is do with seven?
Shemitah.
What? Shemitah. The Shiva Saroyim, the seven. The Shpizin.
Seven directions.
Right.
There is seven.
That's when you
There are six in the where you are, but whatever. Anyway, what? Absolutely nothing. Okay, so why are we calling it Eretz Kena'an if there were seven countries?
Well, we have appreciation for them.
Why do we appreciate them?
Because they took care of the land for us.
But there were seven countries that were there.
Yeah,
but
they were the last one.
They didn't do it.
No, actually, they were the first ones to leave, actually.
Because they left.
They heard Jewish people are coming to town, the Kena'anim. Heard Jewish people are coming to town, and they said, Bakasha, we're out of here.
That's why.
That's why we have a curse at time. But there's another thing over here. What does the word Kena'an mean? Anyone know? I'm going to give you a hint. Lashon of Hachna'ah. You know what Hachna'ah is?
Submission.
Submission. Humbly submitting yourself. Submission. What did Kena'an do when
they submitted.
Submitted. But also, the land is a place that is fertile for submissiveness. In other words, we want to be an Eved of Hashem. What does it mean to be an Eved? What's the literal translation?
Slave.
Slave. What does he do?
Submit.
He does whatever you tell him to do. You know what I'm saying? Stand on your head. But why? That's why. Eved does whatever you tell him to do. He is submissive. That's why we live in Eretz Kena'an. We're trying to make ourselves Avodim to Hashem. We want to be an Eved Hashem. Now, where do you do that? In Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, Eretz Yisrael also is referred to as just the land. The land.
Haaretz.
Where do we find it in the Torah, in the scriptures? In the scriptures. Let's see if anyone can be current. They don't have a chumash. Look in this week's parasha. Right behind you. There you go.
Haaretz Asher Nesan.
Haaretz.
The legend.
The land. It's called the land. Why is Eretz Yisrael called the land? So I want to tell you something. So first of all, it's just called Stam the land. Olchim la'aretz. Aretz, everything's the land. So I want to tell you something else interesting. If you ever notice, during benching, we speak about Eretz Yisrael. Now, those of us that are here and we're eating Eretz Yisrael products, okay, you understand it. But if you're living in somewhere else, why are you talking about Eretz Yisrael when you're benching? What does that do with Eretz Yisrael? What would you say?
As it all comes, you know, that's where...
All the source of all bracha.
All down.
Whoa, he's good. Source of all bracha is Eretz Yisrael. So you want to know where the land is... Eretz Yisrael is really the source of all land. That's where it comes from. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. When did Klal Yisrael first get Eretz Yisrael? Now, let me say, when was Eretz Yisrael first given out?
When Avraham Avinu was around.
When was Eretz Yisrael first given out?
Right before they went over the Yarden.
After Adam?
Noah.
Excellent. Who was it given to? Which of his sons?
Shame.
But Shem lost it to Canaan. Who's Canaan a son of?
Chom. Oh.
So therefore, hence it's called Eretz Canaan. But when Avram took it, he wasn't actually taking it. He was really taking it
back.
Right? So we really got this land from the time of when it was Dos.
And they chat that was originally there then.
That's why they gave it back to us. Okay. So now, what I'd like to speak about now is, that's the basic history of Eretz Yisrael. I want to speak about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's two inherent Kedushas, and we're going to end with this for today. We're going to continue more Bez Hashem next week. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope that it's going to enhance your appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. Great.
The reason I wake up in the morning. He's like, here, really do so sweet.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you go?
You boys are so kind. So here goes. There's two Kedushas to Eretz Yisrael. One Kedusha is what we're going to call Kedusha Atzmis, an inherent Kedusha. That a Kedusha that is there just because of what Eretz Yisrael is. There's another Kedusha which we created when we came into Eretz Yisrael, conquered Eretz Yisrael, and made it Eretz Yisrael. For example, there's a Kedusha which is telling Trumas HaMaisis. Why do we have Trumas HaMaisis in Eretz Yisrael? Because there's Kedusha. When did that Kedusha first get activated? When we came. Before we came, no Kedusha. But there was a different, there's an inherent Kedusha that always exists in this land. For example, the Avos were crazy about Eretz Yisrael. Did Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha when the Avos were not interested? No Kedusha. Right? But they were crazy about Eretz Yisrael. Why? There's an inherent Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Now, a person can build on that Kedusha and make it, and even magnify it. But that Kedusha is inherent. Now, I want to tell you that that also kind of reflects who we are. Because we, and because Kali Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael are very similar. I'm going to tell you a quick part on this week's parasha, and this we're going to close. This week's parasha is a very strange thing. Which is, before Kali Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, to write the entire Torah on
parchment,
not
rock.
Why rock? Asks Shirley Snyder. We always write Torah on
parchment.
You don't write it on rock. What type of crazy? Imagine a safer Torah, a rock. That's going to be a hard hagba, no? That'll be a hard hagba. It's safer Torah on a rock. This week's parsha. Check it up. Rabbi Reed is going to show it to you. What?
Concrete. It's ironclad.
Yeah, but that's a strange thing. So says the Shemesh, we'll listen to this beautiful idea. He says, look, there's two Kedushas in a Yid. There's one Kedusha which is eternal, that we all have inside of us, and no one's ever going to shake it. I don't care how OTD you go, it's the Pintala Yid that's inside of you. It's always there. It's always there. That's the rock, because rocks are eternal. And then there's something that you want to grow, like an animal, where an animal moves, and an animal is something that your person has to work on, like this skin, animal skin. You can't write on it just like that. You gotta like clean it, right? You gotta treat it. That's on a shema. You gotta like work on it. You want to be a sefer Torah, person has to work on that. There's something inside of you that will always be there. This Eretz Yisrael will always have Kedusha. I don't care who's living here, what's going on, it's there. But we could build that Kedusha by populating Eretz Yisrael and making it grow more. That's the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to continue with this and more Beis Hashem, hopefully, next week, my dears. Have a great day.
Good.